1998, the Lord called us to come back to America and raise our support and become full career missionaries. And one of those churches that we came to with that invitation was here. And then we did it again the next furlough. And that was in, I think, 2002. And then there's been a long gap until just now. Not that because you haven't been in our hearts and prayers, because we remember this congregation. We don't remember this building. It wasn't here then. But we sure remember the fellowship in Burlington, coming out to Mozambique, and stayed with them, I think, once, didn't we? A long time ago. And it was just been very special to us. This is the advertisement. You can, if you need something for your dartboard, you can grab our prayer card. It still says, Mozambique. And we're not in Mozambique anymore. But we'll explain that in a little bit. And there's also some other things on our table in the back, and feel free. And also, if you would like to get updates from us, we send out newsletters every couple months, 3 or 4 months, and then we have ways of getting information on a monthly basis from Mozambique if you want to be on that. And it's called the Mozambique Prayer Initiative, and we can get you signed up for that. So, but what we would like to do is a couple things. Is one, we have our video that we created when we came home for furlough in 2019 in July, before COVID. And we want to share that video. It's only a few minutes long. And then we'll share a little more. And then we're going to show you another video, which was during COVID. And then we'll share a little more after that. So there's going to be some popping up and down, and you're going to get some interaction. I'm not quite as vigorous as Matt is over here, but we just pray that you'll just feel God's presence and blessed, and we are just extremely happy to be here to share. So this is the cue for you up there to go ahead and start the first video.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
Take delight in the Lord,
and He will give you the desires of your heart. For the past 24 years, we have had the privilege to serve the Lord first in India, and now 23 years in Mozambique. It has been an amazing journey. We witnessed the birth of One Mission Society in Mozambique in 1996, being part of the first missionary team, and have watched how the Lord has blessed our ever-changing team and the ministries over the past years.
Christian Academy in Mozambique has been our primary ministry focus since the school first began with just 12 missionary kids in 1996. The school has grown significantly in the past 23 years. I have directed the school for the past 13 years, and Larry has been in charge of finance and maintenance for both the school and the mission.
Families choose to attend CAM for many reasons. Its Christian ethics and curriculum, strong academics, beautiful facilities, small classroom size, and especially the personal family atmosphere. The school started its 24th year in August 2019 with 123 students from around 18 different countries. It truly is an international Christian school. About 70% of our students come from Africa, with half of those Mozambican.
One special program of CAM is the scholarships we are able to give the children of our Mozambican church leadership. They are learning English and are receiving an amazing Christian education opportunity they wouldn't otherwise have in the rural areas they are living. We know these students will one day make a big impact in their community and ultimately Mozambique.
Another ministry of OMS in Mozambique is the seminary in Maputo. Currently, there are about 80 students in the day and night courses. Many of the students are already serving in a church, but haven't had the opportunity to have theological studies. They are being equipped with God's Word to be able to reach their own people for Christ.
The Helping Hands Ministry to the Disabled has grown into an active church and mission ministry. Several of our missionaries minister to the disabled and their families by providing wheelchairs, physical therapy, family support, and the hope of Jesus in their lives. Many volunteers from our national church the Living Word Evangelical Church are helping and seeing the great need to provide support to those who tend to be the forgotten. Other ministries of OMS Mozambique that our team is involved in are marriage and the family training, health courses, church leadership development, Sunday school teacher training, and soccer ministry development to the community kids. The Mozambicans have been very open to receiving support in these areas.
2019 has been hard on Mozambique. There have been some violent skirmishes up north of us, leaving many rural areas affected. Then, Cyclone Idai hit the area around Beira in mid-March 2019, forever changing the lives of over 500,000 people, destroying everything in its path, taking lives, homes, businesses, and much-needed crops. Recovery will take years. Our Mozambican team has partnered with 3 other mission organizations that serve the affected areas, and we are helping rebuild schools, churches, and homes.
For over 10 years, every Tuesday night, we invite the singles on our team to dinner. It gives them a home-cooked meal, and we have the joy of fellowshipping together and catching up each week on what is happening in their lives and ministries.
We realize our time of serving in Mozambique is quickly approaching an end. Lord willing, we plan to return to Mozambique in May 2020 and serve for another 2 years. Pray with us as we seek the Lord's will in our own lives and for the ministries we love and have served with for almost a quarter of a century. Your partnership and prayer and finance continue to keep us encouraged and on the field.
These verses sum up what we feel about Mozambique. We love the people and our team and all the good that is happening there. For 23 years and counting, He truly has given us the desires of our heart in giving hope and doing good for the beautiful people of Mozambique.
It is just great to be with you today and to kind of give you an update of what has been going on in our lives and the ministry that we've been involved in for so many years. Well, you can see from our video that we were planning to go back, that we had packed up our things. We had a room that these are the things from Mozambique, and we were starting to think about what we were going to just leave behind. And in March, so we had visited all of our churches except one. And we were waiting till May to attend a missions conference. And we're from the West Coast, so we're from Washington State. And that's where a lot of our supporting churches are. And so we were going to go for, do one more. And then it looked critical for us to actually leave a month early. So we were going to be in Mozambique by April, by Easter of 2020. Well, you know what happened then. In March, after one last trip, we had to stay home and quarantine and try to figure out how long this would last. And, you know, we all hoped in our hearts, and I know you did too, that this was not going to be a long thing and that we were going to be able to head back to Mozambique. But it wasn't to be so. And we were looking at what we were going to be able to do instead of going out back to Mozambique. And Larry has some health issues, and so we knew that it was not going to be easy for him to get medical care and medications and everything, because he needed to go to South Africa for that. And the borders were closed for quite a long time. Now they're open, but still it's sketchy over there. And so one of the things I wanted to share was that you've probably heard that famous saying, when a door closes, another door opens. Do you know who said that? I was surprised I heard. It was Alexander Graham Bell. And we all are familiar with him from history. But there's another part of that that quote that was really good and really spoke to me. It says, we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which opened for us. So that's been true for many people. What you have lost, what has not been able to be. But we forget, and so we just dwell on what we've lost. But we forget to look, wow, maybe God has something even better for us. And in Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9, it says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. In verse 3 of that same chapter, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Now, in Mozambique, we were big planners, and we didn't have one plan. We had plan A, and if that wasn't going to work, well, then we moved to plan B, and sometimes plan C or D. And because things were very unpredictable there. And so we were used to that. We were used to expecting, well, this probably won't work, but let's see what we can make out of that. And so Larry and I, when we first made our plans to go overseas, this is going way back, we were going to just volunteer in missionary work for 2 years. And we weren't ready to commit to the whole career thing or to join even a mission organization. So we sold our home and we sold our cars and lots of our things, most of our things, stored the rest of our personal stuff, and decided to take this adventure. And so we had a lot of plans. And so we went to India first. I grew up there as a missionary kid, and we had some contacts there. My parents had retired by that time. And so we went and volunteered for 6 months at the seminary where my parents had been, and then we spent 6 months traveling. Now, a lot of those plans didn't go according to our plans. But God opened our eyes and gave us opportunities to see what else was out there. And then while we were in India, we met the couple that were going to start the school in Mozambique. And our next plan was to spend a year in Africa. We're going to go to Kenya and travel all the way down to South Africa. Well, that plan didn't happen. But we were invited to go to Mozambique. Who knew where that was? They had just come out of a war. We didn't even have Google to find out about it. We did look at some information on the internet, whatever existed at that time. We found out that it was in quite a sad state at that time, Mozambique. But things were opening up, and OMS wanted to start work out there. So we thought, yeah, we can go out and help these missionaries. We had neither of us had been in education at all. So we went, and we helped. We started teaching. We arrived in Mozambique one day, and the next day we were busy at the school. And so after that year, we thought, you know what? This is wonderful. Let's do it for another year. And so we were able to volunteer for another year. We did get a little bit of support by that time, and then here we are 25 years later. So God had some other plans for us, but it was good to see that we were able to do this. Now, we don't have children, and so that made it a lot easier for those of you who have families that think, how in the world did they do that? But we started a school for missionaries who did have families that had children. And it was wonderful to be a part of that. And in the meantime, I took education courses and got my teacher certificate and then ended up with a master's degree in administration. So we were there in Mozambique for all that time. And throughout all those years, we made plans to do different things. But we let the Lord direct our steps. And we made a lot of plans by faith. We were able to buy a new property. We sold the school building and made a huge profit. And now we have this wonderful campus with 5 acres for the school, 5 acres of housing for the missionary families. And when the door was closing for us to return to Mozambique, we looked around for things that we could do. And OMS had you'll see it in the next video, we were able to find places of ministry at headquarters that really fit the skills that we already had. And so we are still involved with Mozambique. We just can't go there physically. But Larry will explain a little bit more about that. But God has just blessed. And we are so, just so glad. And so we're just glad to be a part of the ministry that God has put for us. And remember that you can make your plans, but God is the one that will direct your steps. And I think all of us have experienced some different plans in our lives now, plans that have been changed, things that have gone differently than we thought they would. And so we just need to have faith in the Lord that He will continue to direct our steps. Thank you so much. It's just wonderful to be back here. We're going to have the second video now.
Well, hello, everyone. We want to send you warm greetings from a very, very cold Greenwood, Indiana. We have much to tell you about what God has been doing since we moved from Washington State to Indiana back last July.
It's hard to believe that it's been over 6 months that we have been in Indiana and serving at One Mission Society's headquarters. God has just opened up some new opportunities for us, and we thank Him that we are able to continue to minister here. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support. We are just so blessed, and we just give God the glory for all this. I hope you will enjoy hearing some of our prayer requests and some of the things that we have been involved with in these past 6 months.
We have all heard it said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. This past year has definitely been a year of change and doing new things because of COVID-19. A year ago, we were packing and preparing to return to Mozambique for a final term. However, COVID happened, and with the borders being closed, that opportunity to return was also closed. Nevertheless, we were assigned new ministry responsibilities with the opportunity to turn a lemon year into lemonade.
Not being able to return to Mozambique, we started looking for other ministry opportunities in the United States. It did not look too promising in the beginning, but then I saw an email from One Mission Society advertising a position as administrative assistant to the Dynamic Women in Missions Director Sam Downey. It required working from One Mission Society headquarters in Greenwood, Indiana. I got the job. So we moved to Indiana in July 2020, and I love everything about my new ministry.
I have also been able to find new ministry roles using the finance background I have from Mozambique. I have three main responsibilities. I continue to be a consultant for Mozambique Finance. I assist with the Every Community for Christ Global Finance. And I have responsibilities in the One Mission Society Finance Department. Most of my responsibilities I'm able to do from my home office.
Who would believe that I would be learning to become a Zoom master, training others how to use Zoom for virtual teaching the seed sower material around the world. Since travel is restricted and all face-to-face trainings are on hold for this year, we are now able to continue the training using Zoom.
Mozambique is still close to our hearts, and we keep in regular contact with our team there. We were scheduled to go to Mozambique in mid-March 2021 for a few weeks, helping to plan the celebration of One Mission Society and Christian Academy in Mozambique's 25th anniversary. However, that is now on hold until we can receive the COVID vaccine. We still need to pack up our belongings there and have good farewells to our team in Mozambique and our Mozambican brothers and sisters.
Would you pray for our team and ministries in Mozambique? COVID has changed everything, and many are struggling. We can sense the struggle of our team living in a third world country during COVID. The seminary will begin a new academic year in February. Pray for the leadership as they strive for registration with the Mozambican government and pursue accreditation.
Christian Academy in Mozambique continues to meet virtually and have in-class learning. We are pleased to announce that CAM School now has a new director, Dwayne Pass from South Africa. Pray for the Pass family as they settle in and work to obtain the necessary documents and visa to work in Mozambique.
Please pray for us, our health, and ministries as we work for One Mission Society headquarters in Greenwood, Indiana. Larry needs prayer as he is experiencing vertigo more often. He is now having physical therapy on his head, neck, and shoulders to help overcome the vertigo. We praise the Lord for all he has done for us and leading us to be able to minister here in the United States. We feel blessed that we were able to turn lemons into sweet lemonade. Thank you so much for your prayers and support for us.
Is that high enough? Okay. Boy, just a year, things change a lot, don't they? And it sure changed us and what we thought we would be doing. But you know, I guess Susan and I have had a privilege as we were first part of the first team of missionaries to go to Mozambique and start a new ministry. And that was way, way back in 1996. And of course, this church has a little bit of a tie with that as well, because our first director and his wife were Bruce and Mabel Callender, and Bruce, this was his home church when he grew up, and so that was very special that, you know, Bruce and Mabel, part of our leadership, they'd spent 20 years in Ecuador and then pulled from there to start a new ministry in Mozambique, and we love them dearly, and I'm sure they'd love to come and see you as well. They're up in near Wheaton, I can't remember exactly the town, but we saw them last year and a half ago, and they are doing well. They have their own physical challenges as well. They're getting up there in age, and the other couple that we joined were Claude and Marilyn Myers, and that was the couple that we were able to hear about Mozambique and the vision to start a school for missionary kids when we were in India. And so God moved us from India to Africa, and then we stayed. So Africa is still very, very close to our hearts. And so it's a bit of a blessing for us to see on your board back there pictures of Bruce and Mabel, pictures of Melvin and Sharon Kelly, our field director and their family. They have four little ones now. And you can pray for them because they are struggling to get back to Ireland next week. They're due for a year furlough, but because in Mozambique there is no vaccine for them that is acceptable in the UK eyes, has to be Pfizer or Moderna, all they have in Mozambique for nationals is Chinese and Russian, and not acceptable. So our team doesn't have the ability to get the vaccine, and yet the numbers are rising and rising. In fact, we had a privilege. We needed to go back to pack up our things. We had a house full of things, just things, that need to be taken care of. When we left in July of 19, we expected 10 months later to be back in Mozambique and move back into our house, and that didn't happen. And then I have a pacemaker, I have some other health issues. The borders between Mozambique and South Africa were closed, could not get there. So it seemed like the door of opportunity to be able to go back to Mozambique was not going to happen for quite some time, and especially not to be able to go back for ministry. But we did. We were just there in May and June. We went for 4 weeks, and it was an amazing, amazing ministry opportunity for us. We were able to pack up our things, give away everything that was that could be used to our team and our teachers, and it disappeared quite quickly, by the way. All you have to do is stick it outside the door and it's gone. And because everything can be used, you know, you don't throw things away in Mozambique. It could be repurposed and used somewhere else. And our, you know, God had blessed us for all those years in Mozambique, and so we wanted to bless others, so we just gave it away. Now, we did keep our few personal things. We shipped 10 boxes back and of Africa. So when you come and visit us in Greenwood, you'll get a bit of Africa when you come to our house. Okay, quite a bit of Africa. But we just love Mozambique so much. And just to have that opportunity, that window of opportunity was perfect for us for that 4 weeks, because now it's closed again. And we just got the news that the president... just listed 24 no more you can do this, just a couple days ago. And one of those was in-class teaching at our seminary, at Christian Academy in Mozambique. And so now they're back to, even when we were there, we had to wear masks. We couldn't meet with people indoors. We could meet outside with our team or whatever, and we did several of those things. But it's much more locked down in Mozambique than here by far. And we could feel that. The stress and that stress on your shoulders when you feel that oppression was on our team and on our teachers and on the students. Now, it was great to see them all, but, you know, they're taking a toll. They're trusting the Lord, but yet there's still this lockdown. And so we were able to go to our home church, which meets at the seminary for 3 Sundays. Yes, we had to wear masks. Yes, we had to sit 2 meters apart. Susan was there, I was there. And, you know, they wouldn't even let families or even couples sit together. That was the rule by the president. And we were able to fellowship with them, but now that's closed. We wouldn't have been able to do that if we had gone now. Just as an interesting thing, we know a good missionary friend of ours who's been a teacher in, where is he? Where is Paul Jackson? He's in Mississippi or somewhere. And he loves to go back to teach at a Bible school there. Well, he left about 5 days ago, arrived in Mozambique with a visa so that he could teach, and they refused him entry because the day was when the president said no more teaching in class, and they refused him entry. He had to just turn right around and fly back home. I think he just got home today or possibly tomorrow. Why? You know, I'm sure that Paul is wondering, Lord, why did I have to make that trip? But, you know, God's timing is always perfect. And, you know, why were we so blessed? We don't really know that we're able to go back, say hi, goodbye, have good closure, and then realizing that it wasn't as hard as we thought it would be. Yes, it was emotional, but God has been preparing us for new ministry. I still have my heart still is with Mozambique. And I'm thankful to the Lord that the team there still is giving me the opportunity to help with finance. I create their budget. I oversee the finances. I work with the business office. And so that's every week. I still have that communication with the team. And that's a wonderful thing. And then when we were there, the school did not have an official board. They were, it was led by the field committee. And I was one of the field committee for all 24 years of our ministry in Mozambique as the treasurer. So that they asked me if I would be on the new school board. And there's 9 people. And they said they could do it virtually and said, okay, we will do that. And so then, a few weeks ago at the meeting, they voted me as the chairman of the board. I wasn't expecting that. And, you know, so, you know, it still is... daunting to see, you know, what we can still do even from 8,816 miles away. And that's exactly what it is from Greenwood, Indiana to Maputo, Mozambique. And we praise the Lord that Zoom came about, because I'm sure most of you have learned to use Zoom. And we have that opportunity. In fact, we have a prayer meeting tomorrow with Mozambique. And they do that monthly, and we'll be able to do that by Zoom. And so we have these wonderful opportunities that even though we're a long ways away, we can still minister with them. And so, you know, I look back at this, the verse that we used in the first video is out of Psalm 37, 3 and 4. And it said, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. God is still giving us that desire and the trust. We trust in him, we love the Lord, and he's opened up such wonderful opportunities for us in Greenwood. Sometimes I feel a little overwhelmed with all these new responsibilities, and probably I spend 80% of my time doing one thing that no one here would want to do, and that is following money around the world. And my job is to track the donations that One Mission Society receives and sends out around the world for ministry. And now I have to track that and verify that those funds are being used as they were intended. And that's a program that I'm trying to design and working through. And, you know, you could pray for me so that I could make sure that I'm working with 33 countries and 230 different projects right now. And so that's a lot of responsibility for me. But, you know, it was an answer to prayer for the finance department at OMS. My boss, Sharon Heinrich, she deals with all the international things. She's been praying for years for someone to come and try to develop this program, but they just did not have anybody. And so even though I'm not a master of computers, I know enough to be dangerous. And so God has given me a little bit of ability that way. And, you know, so I look at those verses, you know, and God has been so good to us and just a privilege. Don't be afraid. I have 8 pages of notes, but I'm not going to go through them all. So I'm just giving highlights. And I wanted to touch a little bit about two ministries that are critical. And that's our Helping Hands ministry. We call it Mao's Ajudando. Mao's is hands, the Helping Hands. And the Helping Hands ministry is dealing or working with the disabled in Mozambique. And the disabled are really the lost and the forgotten. Those, usually children, they, you know, whatever disability they have, they are basically, for years and years, they've been shunned. They are not accepted. So parents are ashamed. They think that there's been a curse or something put upon them, and these children don't have a chance at anything. Most of them don't get any care whatsoever. They may be picked up, taken out, put under a tree, and left all day. And so our team, the Kellys, had a heart for reaching out to these families of disability. And that started over 10 years ago, and it is growing and growing and growing. And so now we've received at least 3 containers of wheelchairs from Ireland. They're all gone. They've all been distributed. And in fact, in Greenwood right now, I've accepted 2 truckloads of wheelchairs and walkers and different things to put another container together to ship to Mozambique because they need more wheelchairs and equipment. And so the team. And so you can pray with me for that. I have 2/3 of a container full, they say, but I'm going to need to raise $10,000 or $12,000 to do that. And so the Lord he will provide. And we don't know exactly when that container will get on the high seas and head to Mozambique, but it will arrive in God's perfect time. And so you can pray for that. And so pray for the Helping Hands ministry as they want to do physical training and helping. They have monthly meetings, but all those things now have been closed for well over a year, and they want to be able to get back into people's homes and for those people that are disabled to have the opportunity to go to church. The church is accepting them. Praise the Lord for that, our national church. And in fact, many of our volunteers with the Helping Hands is now coming from the people from our national church, Palavra Viva. And so you can pray for that ministry that we have missionaries that want to do something, but they're kind of limited. And so, but it's a ministry that is so valuable, and we're seeing such opportunities come about. And our seminary Maputo, I said we had 80 students. Well, we have 120 now. And there's day and night classes, and it's been a real, real hard year because it couldn't meet. So they're not like us where we have computers and iPads and internet. They don't. They have cell phones, and if they can afford a little data, they might be able to look at something. But you know you can't read on a cell phone very well if you're taking an entire course. And so they've been putting together some weekly assignments. They would try to find a way into town to pick up their assignments, go home, study through it, send it back, the professors look at it, send them the next packet. not ideal, especially in a culture where one-on-one and group interaction is so important. And so pray for the seminary, because I know it's another step backwards, just getting this news that the seminary is now going to have to close again its doors. And we pray for our director, Andre Malambi, and he's my age, and so he's getting close to retirement, and so he's told us that about 4 years ago. And he said, you know, I think I can only give maybe 2 years. Well, it's now been 4 years, and so we don't really have anybody for that position. He's Mozambican. He's a wonderful man. And so pray with us as we look for his replacement. And so the seminary has a wonderful opportunity for, we are interdenominational in that sense, that we're not one denomination. There are Bible schools in Mozambique with the Nazarenes and the Assemblies and the Baptists and so forth. But only those students that are from those denominations can go to their schools. And so there's so many wonderful independent churches that their pastors and their leaders do not even have the ability to go anywhere for study. And so we are accepting those in. And we're finding that that is a strength, because you get so many different kind of interactions and people coming from one side and another coming, and they're having debate and going back and forth. And it's a wonderful opportunity for these students, because many of them are already leaders, but they've just not been trained. So pray for our seminary, and I just lift them before you to remember them. And also as we work with our helping hands. And it's just been, we don't know when we'll be able to go back to Mozambique. We have visas for another 3 years. We're lucky, we're fortunate with that. So we have a 5-year visa, so we can still go back. And with me on the board at the school, we probably will have to, I may have to go back, you know, once a year to meet with the board officially. And so you could pray for that. Susan wants to go take her Dynamic Women seed sowing material, and she's working with two of our missionaries from Brazil that are in Mozambique to translate the seed sowers into Portuguese. And she wants to go and get a group of women. Usually the women that they work with are the wives of pastors and our church leaders. And because the pastors and the church leaders, they get opportunity for these kind of, you know, learning and training and conferences, but the women don't. And so here's an opportunity for the women to get some powerful training where they can learn how to share their testimony and teach a Bible study and just be able to gather together. So pray for that, so that by maybe next year we'll be able to go back and she'll be able to do a training with them. Or if it's not, maybe it'll have to be virtual. Not ideal, but it still works. It's one of God's tools. And so I just wanted to close with those things, just to give you a good update on Mozambique. It's still close to our heart. Our headquarters, we love it there. We didn't know if we would like to be Hoosiers. Is that okay to say? And yeah, I'm a Seahawk by heart, you know, so Seattle. But the Hoosiers, they don't seem to mind that I'm not a Colt. But we love it there, and we're getting to know our team, our missionary family there. You know, when we first arrived last July, no one was coming to the headquarters, except for the finance department, because that's still pretty important. And so that's where I still got to know people. But now, as things are opening up, people are coming back to the offices, and things are opening up more and more. And OMS, One Mission Society, is in transition right now. Who isn't in transition right now? Every church, every mission organization is in some kind of transition because of COVID. And so One Mission Society is working with what we call OMS USA and OMS Global. And so they're working on how to balance, because the global community of disciples, making disciples to make churches, you know, that is a global effort, and yet we have still a large USA base here. And so we pray for the balance of how that's going to work. And it's not been something that's just started. This has been going on for several years now, and it's still a challenge. How does this all work? Well, we pray for God's hand and guidance in that. So remember One Mission Society in your prayers, and especially remember Mozambique, it's close to our heart, And if you remember us, remember that dartboard thing, and it's there for you to remember us by. And it's just thankful for us to be able to be here and fellowship with you. And, you know, God has given us the desires of our heart. He still can use old missionaries around the world, and so we're just wonderful what God is able to do. And can I pray for you? Okay. Father, we just thank you for Susan and I to be able to privilege of being here to share a little bit about how wonderful and mighty and awesome you are. How this church of open arms has opened their arms to us and to so many around the world. And so, Father, I pray that you'll bless this congregation. May their window of opportunity become open air, and that it'll be wide and wonderful as they reach out to their neighbors that could be for a long ways away around the world, but they're still neighbors. So, Father, we just pray for this congregation and this leadership, and thank you, Jesus, that you are with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Larry. It was